Welcome. 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 Do those all work? We're welcoming. We're here. Hi. Welcome. We're working that out. I am here with Jake.
Hi.
Jake Frozek is here.
I am here.
We are very committed to recording this podcast today. And we are excited to get pumped why we do it, right? We got to do it. All right, here we are. I just took some nasal, a nasal inhaler. And I feel alive. It really did help. Deadly allergies. Break into this. I found out I'm a nerd, right? Allergies make me feel like a nerd. Like, I can't even go outside and breathe. You know, like, I was out enjoying the blooming nature and all of its glory, and I have snot running down my face and my eyes, can't breathe, coughing. It's not very attractive, you know. And I love pollen, I love bees and flowers, and that's what I get. I can't really be a part of it because I'm allergic to it.
You do love bees.
I do.
If you were a criminal, your street name might be the beekeeper.
Ooh.
Like if you're a female bookmaker or something.
Literally and figuratively. Super into bees. Super into beekeeping. I have not started beekeeping for, I think, obvious logistical reasons. But I'm very, very passionate about it. I think it's really important for us to, you know, keep the bee population thriving, and they are fascinating species. They really truly are. And they're all women. Female.
There's no male bees?
Well, the male bees have really no point, no, other than to impregnate the queen and to die. They don't do anything. The little girls keep that ship afloat and shit not afloat. Okay. Just cut that out. Now we are going to talk about allergy medicine. No. But I did find, this is pretty embarrassing, Allegra D is the best. So now I'm just some girl named Allegra walking into a store buying a product named Allegra. 2019. It's nuts.
We should get a sponsorship from them.
I would love it. Oh, pharmaceutical cash. Bring
great
it in.
Spokesperson.
Great spokesperson. First of all, I live it. I own it. I am it. So that can be it. I would be a great face to that company that, you know, really has nothing except the bee that, I don't even think it's a bee. I don't even know the graphic. We'll switch it all around. I feel like I really, really, really need to start, I don't know, being like a proper adult. Like, do you feel that way, Jake?
Oh, man.
Does that ever stop? I mean, I'm turning 33, and I worked out this week, and that was a big deal. Anyone who knows me knows I do not really exercise because I'm a lazy piece of shit, and it's a horrible quality. So yeah, I worked out this week. I feel really, really good. Very painful. Can't really move. Exercising is just sort of moving your body really weirdly for a certain period of time. It's crazy how it just does that. But you can feel it. You can feel getting addicted to it. Addicted to it.
That's how you gotta tell yourself.
Yeah, so we'll hold off on the gym membership endorsements yet. But I'm there. I'm thinking about it. I'm talking about it. It's the first step.
Get all those like Joe Rogan sponsorships that he has.
Does he have? See, I like
it's all like
skip
body,
those
body and mind stuff, you know, exercise
yeah.
shit. Kettlebells from Allegra Scarano.
Yes, I was just thinking, you said that, and I thought, well, no, I could sell fleshlights.
That's true.
That's another form of exercise. My dad listens to this.
What's up, Steve?
He still knows the importance of a business, and no, it's a disgusting idea. Also, unrelated to everything. We're off that rant. Now we're on to another one. I hate Los Angeles currently. Jake, it's beating me down. It's wearing me down.
Elaborate.
Well, I will say that after the rain this winter, California is incredibly green. It is so beautiful. Things are blooming. We didn't know we're blooming. It's a beautiful time to be alive. Can't breathe. Like I said earlier, can't breathe. Can't really be a part of it, but looking at it's awesome. So that is really what is making me appreciate Los Angeles currently. Everything else I can't do. The traffic. Truly the traffic. I never feel more alone than when I'm in traffic in LA. It's everyone against themselves, you know.
It's very doggy dog.
Oh, God, it's tough out there. Yes. And what else? Every person here is a garbage monster of obsessed with themselves. No, it's a great city. I recommend it. East Side.
I like the bad advertisement for it because there's too many people here anyway. Less people moving.
Does anyone really like where they live though? Honestly. And the people that do it are probably the same people who love their jobs. Yeah. You know, do what you love. Yeah. You won't work a day in your life. Okay. Well, good for you. I don't know. It's 9 to 5s every single day, you know, even longer than that. That's not even socially acceptable. Work emails and team building and
team building is pretty bad. That's like my nightmare. Sounds terrible.
Yes. Team building over 90 Day Fiance. That's how you know you like people that you work with. It's if you watch the same television shows as they do and they have reasonable opinions on the matter. I've been so mentally occupied in my own misery that I haven't been able to really watch anything this week that I take in.
Isn't that good? Don't you like using that for an escape?
I try to. Yeah, when I can turn it off. When I can turn off the crazy wheels.
Have you been watching a lot of Dateline again?
Actually, I have. See. Murders, I can get away with that. And it does make me feel better.
Allie's back on the case.
Yeah, I am back on a case. Back on all the cases. JonBenet Ramsey was killed by a stalker. I was not planning on getting into the JonBenet Ramsey race rant, but let's do it. Really do think I pretty much solved the case.
Wasn't it that someone in the family did it?
So regarding the JonBenet Ramsey case, break it down for us, there are a few camps. The majority of people are the Ramseys did it, either Burke Ramsey or the parents. Burke is the son. People love that idea. People love it. And all those TV specials like 2 years ago or a year ago that came out on the matter were all that. Oh, the Ramseys did it. And then the other side are typically intruders did it. An intruder, you know, came in, a random attack. I argue, and I truly believe, after spending 20 whatever years on the case, a stalker killed JonBenet Ramsey. He probably knew her. He certainly cased the place. He's not the first time he was in the house. He was obviously in the house the whole night that she disappeared. The night that they were missing, it was day after Christmas. It was Christmas, went to a family party, came back, put JonBenet Ramsey to bed, and then woke up and she was gone. So that night, I think he was there. The ransom note, people bring up the ransom note, looks like the Patsy Ramsey's handwriting. And it does, I won't say that. But that doesn't mean he couldn't have studied the handwriting if it was really, he didn't need to.
Why did they do the cutout letters and paste them together like in movies?
Yeah, that's cool.
I like that. Right now, it's a lot of arts and crafts though for crime.
Well, because now they test the paint or they test the glue, find out where what Walmart they got the glue from. It's incredible. I like those sorts of
things. They've got surveillance footage from that Walmart. Yeah. Sees a guy buying the glue, you're fucking done.
But really what I want is get some Ramsey did it person who believes that theory on this podcast.
Debate him.
And duke it out.
That would be great.
That's what I want.
A town hall, Allegra Scarano style.
And I mean, like, I try, you know, people are confident about this, or not confident, but, you know, really invested in this case, and there's more evidence than some out there, still missing a lot. So people have their opinions, and I respect them, even when they're wrong, but I like to see that. So if you do want to do that, I think maybe we could figure it out, right?
Yeah, contact her on social media.
Yep. Allegra Scarano. Very easy to get a hold of me. And then that would be exciting. So that's a pitch.
Be cool to bait.
There we go. And if not, then I'll just take something. I was like, I'll take some medicine. I don't think there is. Yeah, I'll take
schizophrenic medicine.
Yeah. I'll do both. That'll
do
be
both.
But we can just end it all by saying that a stalker killed her. He put the note on the stairs so the Ramses were distracted. They had 5 pages. Then they went up. It gives them time to escape from the basement when happened.
Is there anybody else that like believes in this theory too, or is this
some people on Reddit? But I think A&E is airing a new JonBenet Ramsey special on the 11th, I believe.
There's so many specials about
this. I have no idea if that date is correct. And they discuss, I think it's discussing the intruder theory, which makes more sense because there is DNA evidence that don't match any of the Ramseys. Okay? It hasn't matched anyone yet, but that's the point. It doesn't match. So move on from your point. Let's all come together as a community on mostly Reddit and solve this shit, okay? And let's be honest. The son didn't do it. It's weird, but he didn't do it. And the Ramseys didn't do it. What if tomorrow news came out that Burke Ramsey did it? I will still air this. I'll still put it up.
Stand by your word.
Yeah.
Firm in your stance.
2018. That's just the game, right? You just stand by the garbage that you spew.
Apologizing is overrated.
Love it. I love it. Love the political climate in this country right now, huh? Oh, super United States. Feels great, right? We're just like totally on the brink of like all the problems figured out.
Allie just broke out her ledgers too.
I did. I was looking for ledger. I was looking for a new topic. What would I like? I started a slightly small section that says, not ads, but can be. And I first one on the list was Allegra D, because I was so passionate about it this week. Second thing on the list is Cora tampons. Yes, Cora? Ladies. Cora with a C? They're great. I'm always looking for a tampon. Ideally one designed by a woman who has a vagina. Not too much to ask. Believe it or not, there's not a lot like that. Anyway, Cora, they're great. Application free. So there's like...
What's that mean?
That means you have to stick your finger in your vagina slightly. So it's like, thanks for the dirty finger. But it's in there. It's less waste, okay? We deal through it with grosser. Wash your hands. It's fine. Anyway, it's actually a really great tampon. Good organic cottons, and every box of tampons you buy, they donate another one to some
place that needs tampons.
Yeah, someplace. Good. And by whole box, I hope so. I hope it's not just one, but that's the whole thing. Anyway, it's like the Toms for tampons. See, I can do ads. Hey, maybe I should wait hold this really good stuff until they actually pay me.
Yeah.
That's about it on that.
Oh, that's the only ad?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the major one. Well, I can do one on Olaplex shampoo and conditioner. I know nothing about the, chemistry and involved or what it really does to your hair, but it makes it feel amazing. I think it's something about bonding. I sort of just visualize each strand of my hair being covered in a titanium shield that's ready to handle those outdoor environmental hazards.
All that pollen.
Anyway, it's great. I loved it. I used it. I loved it. I found out Sephora. My sister is a hairstylist, Tasia Scarano. If you're in Los Angeles, I would try to get an appointment. I don't know if you can because she's so busy. Nonetheless, she is the best. She uses Olaplex as some sort of treatment in color. Same thing, bonding. It's very good, very expensive. So that's what you need to do. The shampoo and conditioner is pretty affordable. So that's why I'm saying it to you. Cora tampons, no idea. You don't,
You sold me.
Let's just talk about the tampon tax now for the next 20 minutes, Jake. Okay. We pay for tampons, you pieces of shit. You make more than us. I'm talking to all men right now. No, I hate men, women. I hate basically everyone all equally right now. I'm very in dark hole. Dark. I don't know. Maybe I should run my charts. Not doing great. Have no patience or really empathy for anyone or anything. Except that kid today we saw. Jake and I was walking. We saw this kid and we were both melted by him. And we're not typically people who melt by.
Pretty cute.
Was cute.
Do you think that was his mother or his grandmother?
Certainly grandmother.
She was old. She was struggling pushing that.
Why was she doing it? I know. And he was like 4. He should be walking.
And he was looking facing her, you know, not facing the same direction as what she was being pushed. Yeah, so he's like, looking back at us.
Get out of the cage and walk, kid.
He had snot on his face. Absolutely. Looked a little shiny. Yeah. He is a little kid.
But. Yeah. It's something about those children's nose. Is it the boogers it's that the are pollen, so runny?
Like we were saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't look like that.
That's true.
I know. My little niece, some age, under... Oh, almost 2. Oh my God, she's almost 2. She has snot all over her filthy. And then trying to pick those boogers out of that tiny little nose, good luck.
My hands are too big.
But then you get the little squirty thing. Guess what? They don't love that.
What's that?
It's like a little, you suck the boogers out.
I want one of those.
I know, it's gross. My sister's such a weirdo. She'll like probably use her mouth to do it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know if she does that. I wouldn't be surprised. She loves her children. I feel my voice getting like much lower. I think I need to practice on talking like this, talking like I'm smiling. That's like isn't that the difference?
Yeah, it's a fake smile. It's like a newscaster.
No, I can't do it. It's like that difficult people episode where she gets her magic, gets Botox, and her mouth is like stuck in a smile, and she's like. Never got more attention and more roles and like people were like
it's not true
Jake, we don't have to smile for the world to like us. Okay, I can talk like a bitch, I can look like a bitch. That usually still means I'm a bitch. It's fine. I won't do that again. Doing it all the time. What else do I want to talk about? I can rant on the moon and Mars. I literally wrote that down on a notebook. You guys, I'm so bored. I'm so bored with the moon. I get it. We went there. It's cool. Women should go there. Only if, you know, NASA could build a suit that would allow women to go. But that's too much of an issue. Did you hear about that?
What? No.
They were supposed to send a bunch of strong, badass astronaut women to the moon to say, oops, sorry, we've never sold or taken any of you here. And then they had it all planned. The book, you know, everything was checked. Itineraries. Google calendars, you know, confirmations were set. And then NASA said, oh, oops. We don't have enough spacesuits. They don't, or that fit these little female bodies. And so they're like, slow, we're just going to scratch that. I mean, it's like if a private citizen was going to the moon and they needed to get a new suit, they would pay for it. You know, like, I just, really, NASA, you don't have anyone on the team that can figure that out. All right. Thank you.
What if they have never even been to the moon? Oh, that's why they couldn't even go bring the women to the moon because there's no, they here can't even go. Bring anybody to the moon.
Are you one of those conspiracy
No, but I don't know. Like, has anyone ever been to the moon since the first time?
Yes, Jake.
Okay. I obviously don't pay attention to sci-fi news.
I have some movie recommendations for you then. And they are cool. They're not they're nerdy, but also cool. On Netflix, Last Man on the Moon is a perfect movie for that. It talks about who's Kernan, I think his name is something. Again, facts, not don't come to me for him. He was the last man on the moon. It was like the last trip that NASA went. And yeah, there were several Apollo missions went to the moon. But that's a great one. Really? You can see all the different perspective of it. Astronauts were hot. They were hot. They were hot. They had a lot of women.
Did they?
They Rock none stars. Of them like raised their. They never raised their kids because they were always like so busy
in
their
space.
Wives. Yeah, and just like now, like that's a lot of work being an astronaut. But it's interesting. Also, the furthest voyage from the moon or from the Earth or something.
You've really been watching a lot of programming about the moon.
I'm into it. Well, just space in general. It's crazy because it scares me. I don't want to go there. Don't even think about it. Yeah. Oh, gravity. That scene when she's just
floating away.
Oh, that's the scariest thing to me.
It's pretty scary.
There's no way. So anyway, the moon's cool. But what's on the moon? It's a big, dust pile.
Yeah.
What's Mars? also another dust pile that is what Earth will be, just so we know. That's what the planet will end up being. It's just Mars. So I'll tell you where we go, where we start putting all our money. At Jupiter.
It's Jupiter.
Jupiter. This is now a commercial for Jupiter. Jupiter's moons are so much cooler than our moon, Mars combined, really. So that's my pitch on that. If anyone has any really cool Jupiter documentaries that won't let me, like, won't make me fall asleep in the first 20 minutes, please let me know. If not, and you want to make a documentary on Jupiter, shout out, reach out. I'm not going to say that again. Just reach out to me, Allegra, and I will.
Scrano, at Allegra Scrano or at Allegra Helen.
Oh, it's the at Allegra Scrano. Let's keep things. That's Twitter. That's right. You can message me there. And then Instagram, I don't know.
Get her everywhere. She's hilarious. Don't
go everywhere. All right. Settle down. Let's keep our boundaries. And let's, yeah. Anyway.
She's on LinkedIn profile.
Facebook. Maybe I should set up a P.O. box and people can send me their makeup samples and what else? Organic tampons and Olaplex shampoo and conditioner samples. Any Allegra T, I would love them.
Jupiter documentaries as well. DVD, Blu-ray.
Yeah, I bet those are free. No, nerds. But cool nerds. And yes, I think that one time I need to discuss... Not that. See, this is good. This is just like a journal. I'm really excited. Okay. I realized that this week I have only had 2 glasses of water.
Oh, no.
And
the whole week?
Yes.
Oh, no. I know. That's just a measure of national security. That's very... You're very underhydrated.
I actually have this. I have a thing in my notebook. Yeah, of how many water. I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to bullet journal. So apparently it's up to date. And I only had 2. So, yeah, I need to just remember to.
You're like a prisoner in prison scratching off days on the couch.
I know. That's how I feel about water. But I truly have. I just need to remember to actually.
We're going
to
drink water.
We're going to drink water. Water's important. If you're thirsty, it's too late.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice ad for water. Oh. Another advertisement.
Water. What your children will be fighting wars over. Yeah. Water. If you want to invest in anything, invest in water. Water. All the water on this planet is on this planet right now, and no more will ever come. Water. We're all going to die because of water. Water. Nestle, stop taking all our water. Water wars. That shit's nuts. Don't know a lot about it. No, it's really fucked up. Oh, they're too, like, rich.
Yeah,
no,
fuck Nestle.
Rich. Water. Poor. No water. That's like basically the gist. Yeah. Damn. I mean, Flint. Don't get me started. Someone donate money to Flint. We all can together. I am not.
Nestle's not. Bad news. They steal all the water.
I think they're all horrible.
Saudi Arabia recently bought up water supplies in all the states that were having severe droughts.
Oh,
isn't that interesting? That's very smart of them.
Those bastards.
Yeah, I know.
They're the worst, right?
It's crazy that America can sell that away to foreign investors.
Oh, yeah, of course. Are you kidding? A dollar sign on it? Let's make money off. We're filthy, greedy pigs. Water. I do have a controversial opinion on the crown prince of Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Okay. Let me preface by saying... Is he one of the worst people on the planet? Absolutely. Is he an absolute monster? Yes. I don't condone anything he does. But Jake?
Yeah.
He's hot.
Yeah.
He's hot. He is hot. And, you know, him being a piece of shit warlord
makes him more hot.
Kind of does, Jake. That's how fucked up we are. It does. I know. It's like, torture. Western journalists and make no that is
stone fun. Him to death.
Make a point. Take away all of our rights.
Oh, he is kind of handsome. See? This gentleman?
Yeah. And I mean
strong beard. He's got a real full beard. No gray.
He's a jerk. He's rich. He's tall. Like basically, unfortunately
he's
for
got
women.
All the qualities
like not
you
all
want.
Not all women.
Make you weak in the knees.
Yeah.
And he might stone you to death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell you what, he's not short on oil.
He has a bar.
Baller.
Not short on oil. He's a horrible man, though. Horrible.
Yeah. I've never seen what he looked like until right now.
No, see, it's a learning lesson.
Really lacking in wardrobe diversity, though. It's the same outfit all the time. Yeah. I mean, it's cool.
I bet that's nice linen.
Oh, yeah.
No, I bet it's sweaty.
Shit. That actually kind of looks dope. He's got some pretty cool outfits.
All right. He's still a monster. But according to us, physically attractive and dresses well. It's exciting.
Whatever works for you. Yes. Wild attractions. You also have a crush on Fred Durst, or Robert Durst. One of the Dursts. And that's another one. Both
the
of
latter.
Those are crazy. Both of that's a crazy.
Well,
one
not, no. One of them is completely like insane, and the other one is, kind of understandable. Robert Durst is sexy. Again, he's confident. He's wealthy. And when I say that, why do girls like guys that are rich? Girls like guys that are rich because guys that are rich have this carefree element that, you know, problems don't really are a problem because I have money, and obviously money solves a lot of problems. So that sort of and they're white, so they don't really have to deal with that.
He has like big money too.
Society and culturally and,
he's got beat a murder rap money.
They're designed to do well and designed to, you know, sort of promoted to be functioning creatures in our society. He's confident. He has that money. He's funny. I think Robert Durst has a sense of humor. He does. That first wife, rest in peace. I'm on her side. But, you know, she deserved it. She didn't deserve it at all. He can still be hot and a murderer, okay? Just because someone kills someone brutally doesn't mean that I can't
be attracted to him.
I guess it really says something about me.
Still better than Fred Durst.
Much better than Fred Durst. Where is Fred Durst right now? Speaking of which,
I think we're better off not knowing.
I bet he's playing some Warped Tour. Do they still have Warped Tours?
No, they do. I believe it's just ending. Mm. Actually, I had a guest on my podcast who was just on a Warped Tour.
Really?
The last one. But I think, I don't know if they made enough money, his band made enough money where he can just sit back and not do shit for the rest of his life. Or is he like washed up bum, like fat, pudgy alcoholic? I don't know. I'm really not wishing any disparaging things on the man. I'm just kind of trying to figure out where he might be in life.
Right. Yeah.
Awful pop metal rock band, rap band in like the late 90s that makes horrible music. And then you kind of go away from the face of publicity. So I don't know what he might be doing.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to look at pictures of him now. We're going to find out. That's what Allie does best. You get to the bottom of these things.
Yes. And by bottom, I mean, you know, maybe scratch the surface and leave the wound open and oozing. That's what I'm great at. Very great. Mike Silence is always feels great.
Oh, he doesn't look that bad.
He doesn't? Is he
I don't know. Take a look at him. He just has a gray beard. He's dressing the same.
You know what? He looks exactly the same.
Yeah, he's not.
He has a beard now.
It's a little. I was thinking it was going to be one or the other. I mean, I guess it's better that he doesn't look like shit.
Yeah, you know what?
Good for you, Fred Durst.
He never looked good, but he doesn't look worse.
No, he's
great. That's a good review. Good for you.
Was he married to any famous person? No, I want to see.
I don't think so.
He struck me as the gentleman who would have been like, had a famous girlfriend or wife, you know.
He probably married a girl from Chicago.
Is that where they're from?
No, I just completely made that up. Some Midwest. Is Chicago Midwest? It's not. It is.
It's very much in the middle of the country.
Yes. And it's not West. Isn't the Midwest interesting?
That's so weird. Yeah. Why is it called Midwest?
Nothing makes sense.
I think back in old timey times when they're like we're going West. Yeah. They didn't know how far anything was.
Nope.
Psychopaths.
Just imagine traveling. That. Just going.
I'm just gonna
going through the desert and then arriving to California. Well, it's probably the other. Yeah, it was actually not.
Fucking. That's why anytime I complain, I'm like, Jesus, these people back in anything. Even 50 years ago, different breed of human.
You know what? Look at us now. How do we survive? We spend all of our money living in a god-awful city like Los Angeles.
Eating breakfast sandwiches late in the day.
Jake really has the feedback on today, and we are hearing about it. Jake's special quality is he eats a lot, which we all do. You know, he's very active. He surfs, he exercises, so he's not overweight by any means. So hearing a skinny, active, you know, like very fit guy calling himself fat all the time, it's like, call it the girl move. You know?
It is the girl move.
It is also comforting because it's like, oh, he's just like us.
Yeah.
But today he is like especially angry with himself because he keeps eating. But we went to get coffee. He got a breakfast sandwich. It looked delicious.
Really good.
And we went back and he wanted to get a pizza slice.
It's not even a good pizza place.
And I'm glad I said no. I said, Jake, I just didn't want to stop and like sit and wait for, you know, do another transaction.
Yeah.
Secondly, then, you know, maybe a few yards down the street, then he was going to get a burger. And I really didn't want to stop for
that
burger.
That's a long mission too.
Yeah. So we didn't do that. But I have my money on that. I think when we press record as an end record, what's the stop record button? Oh, stop classic. Okay. Stop.
We can change it though. We can change it.
No,
whatever
I don't think we should.
Do, let's switch it up.
I think
this
that
podcast
might make it super confusing if I just start making up words now. I'll try to like learn it as we go. We're going to be eating food after this, but I can't eat food currently because I'm also in a state of depression. No, I don't. And I am sad eating and that's sad.
Yeah.
So I'm working out.
There you go.
Well, I worked out sore from that. So now I think I have to like keep going so I'm not sore, right?
They say use it or lose it. That's what they say.
It's a rabbit hole. It's a rabbit hole, the health thing. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. You got to finish the Adnan Syed story too.
Oh gosh. See, I know I didn't even finish that. Well, I have a feeling he's still in jail. Is he? Yeah, of course.
Spoiler alert.
Justice system has failed. But I will say I'm 3 episodes into the Adnan show. I have not finished it. That's what I mean. I feel bad for Adnan. I do. I do feel like nonetheless, he deserves another trial. And I think if he didn't kill Haley, then she would be really, really upset that he's being like going down for her murder.
I mean, her family is very adamant about keeping him convicted.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't want it. And I get it. If you lose somebody, you want justice and you don't want it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I do see that and cultural issues with that. But exactly. Like if my girl was murdered, my little girl was murdered, I would want to find the person, obviously. Yeah. I would do anything that I would need to do. So anyway, we're sending love to both the families, except Adnan's cousin, the girl. I mean, yes.
Which one? The one that's the lawyer?
Yeah. The one that won't shut up. She's so annoying. Oh, I'm going to make a big old huff onto in. Yes, this, you know, because of her cereal was picking, you know, she got the podcast. She got this. So she's great. I just think in the meantime, like she just can maybe quiet, like shut up a little bit.
Apparently they're not a fan of her on the internet and like Reddit and shit. They speak very poorly about her.
People, you know. Well, you know, the internet, they're good for their, you know, very reasonable opinions on things. God, I know. Please, don't hate me, internet. Not that I'll like know how to read the comments or read the comments. I just, you know, that's just don't send hate my way.
Yeah. Can I also mention I'm covered in Vicks Vapor Rub?
Oh, dude,
I'm
loves
shiny. My neck, my face.
Does it feel good? What is it for?
My allergies.
But how does it? How does your your eyes do anything?
Because my allergies are kicking bad. My eyes get real puffy and kind of itchy.
Yeah.
So kind of like I don't know.
So put a really itchy product next
to
your
No,
eye.
No, it's on my cheeks under my eyes. It's just kind of the whatever that minty mentholyptus tea tree oily shit that's in Vicks Vapor.
It irritates.
No, it alleves the puffiness of my eyes as well as what helps like my sinuses.
That's neat. I went to a what were you gonna say?
No, nothing. I really don't remember.
Well, guess what I plowed you down to say? Can't wait till I fall. Now I have to follow through with this. I was at an antique store this weekend. And I saw old Vic Vapor Rubs bottles, and they were like these
tubs.
Yeah, they were like glass jars. So super cool story. there's stuff in the olden times. They were putting old stuff. It's different than now.
I feel like Vicks VapoRub from like the 60s or earlier had some chemicals in there that are illegal now, or like real drugs or some shit. Old medicines are real druggy.
Vicks VapoRub, I think, is just the epitome of like anxiety to me.
Really?
Like it gives my skin anxiety. It feels good, but I can't. It's like I can't.
I recently got into this. Like this is a new thing for me. I never had this before.
I think the Vapo. No, the nasal. Oh, this right. Oh, plug that, whatever that is. People.
Neomed, brought to you by Neomed with their new Sinew inhaler for non-medicated aromatherapy inhaler for seasonal discomfort. It's basically like tea tree oil, lavender, peppermint oils, in this little. It looks like you're taking like bumps of cocaine out of a bullet, but it's just aromatherapy.
But you're not, and it's no like liquid doesn't come out. It's just the scent and the vapor of it.
Oh, it's so
it's good. You don't have like the nasal spray, like I don't like snorting liquid. Call me a human being. Oh, why don't you shove this water up your nose and?
It's gross. I take this out to public, but when I use it in public, people think I'm taking bumps of cocaine out of a bullet because I'm doing it blatantly, like in the cash register line at the fucking grocery store.
That's the difference.
It's really odd. I'm getting to get addicted to it. I can tell.
Yeah.
Healthy addiction.
Right.
What programs have you? Did you watch any programs this week that you can recap on at all?
Absolutely not. No. What? I was trying to think. What did I watch? I know it's some Dateline episodes. Guess what? The boyfriend did it. Nothing to write home about.
The boyfriend, huh?
It is. Well, it's a husband.
Yeah.
Boyfriend, ex-boyfriend. Psychos. Ex-boyfriend's girlfriend or current boyfriend. Exes, that's the thing. Some randoms like JonBenet Ramsey, a stalker. Killed JonBenet.
Moral of the story, be ugly and single. You're going to live a long life.
Why? JonBenet Ramsey. I want it. I want the case files. I want the autopsy. I have the autopsy report. What do I want from that case? I want the, all her medical records from like the there. She used to go to, I think that maybe those did. I was going to say like her doctor visits to see if she had any like, you know.
Oh, sad, dude.
If the family really did beat her up.
True Detective season 4 starring Allegra Scarano.
Ugh, I'm not weird enough for that. But season 1 was definitely the best. They hate that. True Detective people hate that. Like, yeah. HBO doesn't like that. People only like that one season, right?
It's tough.
They tried. This third one was better.
It was good.
Big
shoes to fill.
Big shoes to fill. And a bunch of creeps. Those people were so creepy in the first season.
Oh, dude, yeah. Those are the creepiest.
I remember screaming. Like, screaming watching it. Like,
weed, meth, juice, name it.
That was
weed,
meth, juice, name it.
For like 2 weeks straight.
I did do that for 2 weeks straight.
That was great.
That's so funny.
Every time I'm walking in the woods and I see like little like kind of woody tied little creature things, I just think creepy fucking cult season 1 True Detective shit scares the fucking hell out of me, dude.
It's like Topanga Canyon.
Yeah, dude, I definitely know some people have been sacrificed up there to some sex cult shit. Crazy.
Great. Well, Jake, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, and thank everybody. You should thank Allie. You should thank her awful ramblings.
Well, you're welcome. No, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Check out Jake's podcast.
Thank you.
Damaged Goods, because we're all just a bunch of damaged goods.
Aren't we all?
That's a free ad I just did for you.
You did. Thank you.
I love you very much. Keep in contact. No pencil recommendations this week because it's a trigger, but next week probably will. Goodbye.